From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Houthi rebels seize control of a military brigade headquarters in Taiz, Yemen's third largest city, as fighting continued there and in the southern port city of Aden. After the rebels took the base from forces backing President Abdel-Mansour Hadi, an airstrike hit the area. Saudi Arabia had declared the end of its month-long bombing campaign aimed at halting the advance of the Houthis, but said Tuesday its new focus on supporting a political solution could also include actions to prevent the rebels from acquiring or using weapons from Yemen's military. A Saudi statement also prioritized resuming UN-led peace talks for Yemen. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says the European Union must help shoulder the burden of curbing migrant trafficking in African countries after as many as 900 migrants drowned Sunday when a ship capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. He said, this is an issue of human dignity, and when we talk about human dignity, we need to be brave enough to say that the Italian priority in this moment is to have Europe back in a political role with a capital P. Mr. Renzi made the comment Wednesday in remarks to Italian lawmakers in Rome, a day before European leaders are to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the crisis. Members of Parliament also held a moment of silence to honor those who died in the accidents. Rights groups say the Children reported Wednesday that it has learned some 60 adolescents were on board the ship when it capsized. This is VOA News. French officials say they've arrested an Islamic extremist who was heavily armed and suspected of planning attacks on one or more churches. Police said Wednesday that they've taken a 24-year-old computer science student into custody in Paris after he called emergency services to request treatment for a gunshot wound. An Interior Ministry official said the man was an Algerian national who had stockpiled weapons and bulletproof vests in his apartment, along with documents indicating he was planning attacks on at least one church and possibly more. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe held talks Wednesday at a regional summit in Indonesia in what was only the second time the two leaders have met since taking power. The two leaders held a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the Asian-African summit in Jakarta. Well, a diverse cross-section of leaders attended that conference on Wednesday. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Jakarta.
In the past month, China has outlined its plans for a new Silk Road that will invest billions of dollars in infrastructure projects such as roads, ports, train links, and pipelines across much of Asia, the Middle East, and on to Europe. The so-called One Belt, One Road plan also includes the development of a maritime trade route linking ports in China with those in Africa and the Middle East. President Xi Jinping addressed delegations from over 100 countries, including many heads of state, Wednesday, saying Beijing would further relax tariffs on many imports from developing nations to help boost their economies. Brian Padden, VOA News, Jakarta.
Afghanistan's Taliban says it will launch its spring offensive on Friday, again demanding immediate withdrawal of remaining foreign forces from the country. The operations, under the inspirational name of Azm, or Resolution, will target foreign occupiers, their permanent military bases, their intelligence and diplomatic centers, the insurgent group announced in a statement that was emailed to the Voice of America. The Taliban said the Afghan Intelligence, Interior Ministry, and Defense Ministry will also be targeted. It added that even though foreign forces have announced the termination of their military operations inside Afghanistan, they are still controlling national affairs through the Basic Security Agreement. And our top story, Houthi rebels seize control of a military brigade headquarters in Yemen's third largest city. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.